For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves. Craig County Sheriff Marty Boyd says the county jail needs an expansion. Boyd told the Craig County Quorum Court the jail is 29 years old and more beds are needed to properly house the inmates.
Because of the rapid growth of Craig County and the age of our facility now, we've just simply outgrown our bed space. No one wants to have to pay for new beds and for a jail and things like that. But unfortunately, we want to keep detaining people that break the law and hold them responsible. This is one of the things that we're going to have to look at.
And Boyd says this is needed because of the rapid growth of Jonesboro.
We've seen a growth in crime. I put a lot of that not to, Craig County's getting a more dangerous place. It's just simply that our growth, I think we can look back the last 10 years, Craig County, grows an average 2-3% per year. And of course, when we do that, our problems grow, our population grows, and, good things happen, but we also have, a negative effect, and crime is one of those.
And Boyd tells what's needed in the expansion.
We definitely need more felonies bed space. Our jails are split between felons and misdemeanors. We can't hold them together. That's one thing a lot of people don't know. So the misdemeanor inmates in jail, they have to be only held with misdemeanors. Felonies can only be held with felons. So that dictates the bed space sometimes of where it goes. So that's things that we're going to look at, how many felony beds that we believe, we need for the future, and the misdemeanor side also. I don't want to build anything that will help out right now. I think if taxpayers are going to have to put money into a new facility or add on a facility, we need to make sure that facility is built for the growth of our county.
And also, Boyd says he does not know how much the expansion of the jail would cost, and he says he'll take his time to do research and try to present the Quorum Court with a plan that'll be as cost effective as possible. He says he'll do that within the next year. For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting.